concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Thursday, September 5th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. A 140-year-old pipe at the State Capitol building collapsed. Capitol building drainage pipe, estimated to be 140 years old, collapsed, spurring immediate response not only to fix the damage, to make sure other drainage pipes are not in danger of failing. The way the Capitol building is built, drain pipes capture rain from the roof, goes through the inside of the building, and travels underground until the water is rerouted into storm sewers. A month ago, Capitol facilities personnel noticed popping water, quote unquote, as Robert Blackshaw, the executive director of the Michigan State Capitol Commission, described. Near the lawns, perennial flower beds, and other landscaped areas, Blackshaw said cameras were used going from the roof, reaching the underground system to find that one of the building's earliest lines had actually collapsed. The line that happened to collapse was one of the original lines. He said it's been there since the building was built back in 1879. It's an 8-inch clay tile system that is underground. We excavated the earth to get down to it, and repairs were made. Unfortunately, we don't know the total price until we're fully done. It's kind of a time and materials type of repair. Okay. Yeah, that's what most repair jobs are. How else would you do it other than time and material? You know, I love these guys. Very interesting. The current pipe is being lined with fiberglass, PVC, and they're looking to replace it with a permanent vinyl pipe. Throughout the week, pump trucks are being used to bring in soil and water in and away from the hole during the excavation project. The pipe stretches across the sidewalk, and that probably will be there for the rest of the week. Hopefully, we'll have it done by the end of the week this Friday. However, this now brings attention to the more than 12 roof drains on the Capitol. After the potential pipes collapse, they now are going to look at all of them. The main reason, I think, is we've had a lot of extra rain this year. We've seen some standing water in areas that typically don't exist. Fortunately, we found this problem early enough. We were able to fix the leak, and we are looking at a situation to make sure that the water doesn't back up in any parts of the building. We don't want to talk about plaster damage, carpet damage, paint damage. especially among our decorative surfaces we have in the building. Have you ever been to the Capitol building in Lansing? If you've never been there, you need to go. That building is absolutely gorgeous. The architecture, the materials they used, probably one of the prettiest state capitals in the country. Recently, they went through a 10-month restoration project that was concluded in April. They spent $3 million upgrading and restoring it. It's a fantastic building. If you've never been down there, folks, you definitely, definitely need to go see it. Phenomenal, phenomenal state capitol building. The House chamber, the Senate chamber, the rotunda, the woodwork, the floors. I mean, it's a phenomenal building. We own it, we the people. And it's a great building. You need to check it out. So I'm glad they were able to find this broken pipe. And in the process, they're going to look at all the other remaining roof drains and make sure those pipes are not having issues as well. Original pipe going back to 1879. Very, very interesting. Another short story. And this is kind of interesting. Michigan State University, my college. Well, the Michigan State University Union tenure system faculty, made up of tenure system teachers, professors, librarians, plan to hold a rally demanding recognition outside of the Board of Trustees meeting tomorrow, Friday. Members of the union said they achieved union support back in December. But the Michigan State University Board of Trustees has yet to finalize recognition process to finalize the union and to begin, or excuse me, end the negotiations that started back in January. MSU is a unionized campus in a state that unions built. The sooner the university board recognizes that, the sooner we can all work together to build an MSU that we're proud of. This being stated by the union organizing committee member Danny Cabrero, he said the union claims that they had an agreed upon date of August 30th to meet with the trustees for arbitration that would end in final contract negotiations for wages, salaries, and benefits. However, the arbitration never started. The rally is being held across the street from the Kellogg Center during the Board of Trustees meeting. They also plan to address the board during that meeting. Now, it's kind of interesting that the university professors and other staffers have union representation. It's been extended to cover all of the university's assistants, the temporary education staff, as well as resident assistants that facilitate and oversee all of the dorms. Basically turning all the remaining paid employees into union members, and this is what they're holding a rally for. They want to finalize the recognition of the newly formed union, and they want to finalize their work contracts. My question is, why has the State Board of Trustees not dealt with these people? This started all the way back in January. Pretty interesting. And lastly, I want to point out this really quick story. This goes to Delta Township Supervisor. And again, the longtime Delta Township Supervisor Kenneth Fletcher resigned on Tuesday, arraigned on felony charges alleging child molestation, who was an undercover officer posing as a 15-year-old boy. Eaton County District Court records show that Fletcher, who is also a reader for his local church, pleaded not guilty. These charges carry a penalty up to 4 years in prison, using a computer to commit a crime, which carries an additional penalty 4 to 10 years. $5,000 bond was set, and Director for American Lung Association in Ohio and Michigan is due to return to court September 16th for probable cause conference and September 23rd for a preliminary examination. His defense attorney, Michael Nichols, declined to address the specific allegations, said he's not going to try the case in the media. That's not fair, and it's not appropriate. You've got a public servant here who's not just a public service, but he's been in office for a very long time. He's a father, a husband, and very well known in his church community. This breaks my heart because resigning was a very, very difficult decision for him to make. So, again, many of these type of cases, again, being set up, framed, entrapped, or did it actually happen? Well, bottom line is, he says he looks forward to his day in court. And in talking with the Eaton County prosecutor, Doug Lloyd, he also declined to discuss specific details of the allegations. But he did confirm, and this is interesting, he confirmed that it involved sexual conversations over text messages using a dating app popular with the LGBTQ community, where the investigator was posing as a 15-year-old boy. It began on Grindr and then proceeded to text messages. Noting that enticement is not what happened. We'll have to wait and see. Short break, final segment of hour two. We'll be right back.
Hey Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. Mega Water, PFAS free, mineral rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH and veteran owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Got a field report update from Brett Gooding. They are doing the recount of his Emmett County Commissioner's race where he won by one vote. That's how close it was, folks. You don't think getting out to vote is important? Well, he won the election by one vote, which triggered a recount against the incumbent county commissioner. At 9:22, he texted me and said, the recount is in progress. During the break at 9:50, I texted him back and said, how long is it going to take? 10:27, he texted me back, I think about another half hour or so. Two precincts, they found errors in the two precincts, thereby deeming them uncountable. He has his attorney, Dan Hartman, there going through and overseeing the process on Brett Gooding's behalf. I said, once you're done, let me know. I would like you to come on the show 11:33 to 11:48. Give us a live field report. He hasn't responded yet. So hopefully things are going favorably. The count will continue. They will finish it up, announce the results, and we'll have Brett on the show to report on it as soon as it's over. Now, one thing you have to understand, recounts are triggered based on a percentage of the vote. If it's close like this one is, one vote victory automatic triggers a recount. I don't believe the loser even has to request it. But folks, you have to understand, this is only four townships within Emmett County. Four townships. And two of the districts found errors, and therefore they can't be recounted. This is unbelievable to me. How can we have errors in these local townships? You have your local supervisor, your local clerk, your local treasurer, your trustees. Townships are small enough, actually. The clerk probably knows every registered voter. 45 days of early voting, Those absentee ballots are supposed to be going out here on September 26th for this November 5th election. Basically, 3 weeks from today. You have your 45 days of absentee voting. We now have 9 days of early voting prior to Tuesday, November 5th, election day. You then hold the election at your local township. Well, they have four townships that they're looking at in Emmett County. How can you have errors where a township doesn't balance or has errors of any kind from the tabulator tapes? Well, this is proof. This is example, perfect example, that it does happen. And when did they find this out? Well, when they have this election, Brett Gooding won by one vote, triggers a recount. They're actually looking at the ballots and they find errors. Got a very simple question. If four small townships in Emmett County can show that there's errors made, what does that say when you multiply or expand out, I should say, to 83 counties across the entire state of Michigan? How many townships, cities, or villages do we have errors from the machines that we based our election results on? Well, Trucker, you have to understand, most races, there's a big enough margin of error for it not to matter. No, I understand that. But this recount proves my point that I've been talking about for years on this microphone. Errors do occur on a regular basis. If these machines are so good, if they're so fantastic, as according to Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, providing us with the safest and most secure election results in the history of our state, how is it that four small townships in Emmett County, two districts, have errors? And again, if you extrapolate out across the entire state, how many townships do we have potential errors going by without hand recounts? Statewide elections, folks, comes down to statewide ballots across the entire state of Michigan. If you remove Wayne County, one county from our state, elections are actually won but flipped when Wayne County reports in. If there's errors across the other 82 counties, how does that change the final results? Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I've literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to